Welcome to the Affirmation Meditation Podcast. I'm Bob Baker, and among other things, I'm an author, musician, coach, mentor, and improv comedy instructor. In 2017, I took my small YouTube channel and turned it into the premier destination for affirmations and inspiration, with hundreds of thousands of subscribers and millions of views. I started this podcast soon after, and it now reaches nearly 100,000 people a month. I'm on a mission to inspire and uplift humanity, one positive thought and one inspired action at a time. Thank you for joining me in that effort. Please visit my website for a free gift. And while you're there, learn more about our High Vibe Tribe community, as well as mentorship opportunities where I can help you grow a YouTube channel, attract an audience of raving fans, or manifest more abundance into your life. You can also get a copy of my book, The Power of Affirmations and Positive Self-Talk. Just visit bobbakerinspiration.com. Well, hello, my friend, and thank you for queuing up this recording. My intention with this one is to deliver something called a rampage of appreciation. That term has been used a lot by Esther Hicks when she is channeling the entity Abraham. Now, I'm not planning on channeling anything, at least that I'm aware of, but I do love this idea of just flooding your ears and your mind and your soul with a flurry of positive statements. And with this one, there won't be space to repeat affirmations back to yourself. It's just going to be an ongoing stream of consciousness, flow of positive ideas expressed in the first person. So all you have to do is listen and absorb it. And most importantly, to get the most out of it, really feel into it. Listen to the words that I'm about to say and embrace them enthusiastically and set an intention that you will live this day in a way that lives up to the statements I'm about to speak. And here's the thing, I have no script. I have no idea what's about to come out of my mouth. But one thing I do know is that I guarantee you, if you truly embrace these words and make them part of your being today, you're going to have an amazing day. So set that intention. Create that expectation now of the amazing day that you're going to have, or whatever's left of it. Because this is going to set the stage for how you walk through the world, how you show up, how you interact with other people for the rest of this day. And heck, maybe even the rest of the week or the month. So get settled, do your best to clear away any distractions, and let's get started. Here we go. Oh, this is a wonderful day. This is already a really good day, and it's only going to get better from here. I know to my core that this day is filled with opportunities. This day is filled with surprises that I can't even imagine in this moment, but I will know them when they appear. Why is that? Because I'll be looking for them. I will be expecting them. I will have my mental magnifying glass out, and I will look for and appreciate the good that I discover. And there's a lot to discover. How do I know this? Because I know, without a doubt, that good things are always happening around me. Good people, good situations, good circumstances, nature, beauty. It's swirling all around me. It's just that I and most other people don't take the time to notice it and appreciate it and be present enough to witness it and be amazed by it. But today is different. Today I am fully present. Today I have an inner knowing and an expectation that good will not only be found, it will be celebrated, it will be enjoyed. and it will exceed even my high expectations of what I think I'm going to find. And I will find it. Oh yes, good things are happening. I can barely contain my excitement as I look forward to this amazing day and what's left of it. Like a child on Christmas morning, I can't wait to uncover and unwrap the gifts that await me, because they are there in abundance. I know this to be true. I've seen it before, even if it was only a glimmer here and there. But I know abundance and joy and love, they exist in the world. They exist in my world. They exist within me. And since these are qualities that are active within me, I resonate with those things in the outer world. So it shouldn't be surprising at all when I discover the amazing, fabulous things that I will discover today. But I will not take them for granted. I will pay attention. I will appreciate them. I will be filled with an immense sense of gratitude for the good that I discover, for the opportunities I uncover, for connecting with my sisters and brothers, with fathers, sons, and mothers. Heck, I may go through the rest of the day just speaking rhyme like this. That's right, today I feel a sense of lightheartedness. I feel a weight being lifted from my shoulders. Because life is meant to be enjoyed. Yes, there are struggles, there are challenges, there are things that make us sad and that we grieve over. No doubt, and we should fully feel those things. But overall, we have to choose joy on a regular basis. We have to choose love. We have to choose optimism and positivity and looking for and expecting the good in other people. Not in a naive way, but in a knowing way. There's far more good in the world than those things that are often perceived as not so good. But we tend to focus on what makes us fearful or what makes us frustrated. That's fine in its time and place, but way too many people spend way too much time in these fearful, frustrated, angry modes of thinking. And today I start a new pattern. I etch out a new behavior. I make a commitment to focusing on the good, to looking for the positive, and having a sense of expectation that each new day is an opportunity to shine my light and recognize the light in others. And by doing so, I give other people permission to shine their lights. It's a ripple effect. This isn't some self-serving, ego-driven ambition. When I raise my energy, I raise the vibration of everyone around me, with everything around me. And when I set my sights on recognizing the good, looking for reasons to be happy instead of frustrated, or reasons to be offended, when I focus on the joy and I notice it and I see it in its immensity, that lifts me up. It's a positivity feedback loop, when you think about it. You uplift others, others uplift you. What a beautiful habit to fall into. So once again, I know to my core that this day is good. I will feel good. That I will feel love of others, love of nature, love of animals, and a love for myself. I will accept myself for who I am, for all of my quirks and my unique characteristics, those things that make me uniquely me. I embrace them. I accept them. I give myself permission to be who I am and to shine my light in the world. That is my intention. That is my mission today. And I am ready to deliver on that mission. So with a great sense of optimism and gratitude and appreciation, I set out to embark on whatever is left of this day. Whether it's the morning, the afternoon, or the evening, right now, it doesn't matter. I am on a mission to be happy, to find joy, and to embrace love. And so it is. Take a deep breath with me right now as we just let all of what I just said sink in. I hope you felt that. I hope you embraced the truth of what came out there, and that you are indeed ready for the rest of this day. This is Bob Baker of BobBakerInspiration.com and author of The Power of Affirmations and Positive Self-Talk. Go get them. We'll talk again soon. So long for now. Thanks so much for listening. Before you go, I want to remind you to get your free copy of Turbocharge Your Life, 5 Steps to Unleashing Your Purpose, Passion, and Play. It will be well worth you taking a few seconds right now to go to BobBakerInspiration.com to get it. That's BobBakerInspiration.com. The 5 simple steps we cover will help you overcome the obstacles you currently face and inspire you to live a more purposeful and passionate life. You'll learn how to identify what's holding you back and dissolve the hurdles that are slowing you down, how to install a new belief system and behaviors that will empower you and up-level your life. We also share the secret ingredient that will lead to your personal transformation. The end result will be that you become a full expression of your authentic self. Again, this guide is absolutely free and waiting for you right now at BobBakerInspiration.com. Go there right now before you get distracted.